Rebecca Reinhart is the former controller for the city of Philadelphia, also former budget director and treasurer for past city administration. She is a Democratic candidate for mayor of Philadelphia. Rebecca Reinhart, welcome to Studio 2.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me today.
We mentioned your resume a little bit there. You've also been endorsed by three former mayors. With that impressive resume and those credentials, I do think a voter might wonder, why wouldn't I just want my next mayor to appoint someone like Rebecca Reinhart to work in the administration, to help run the government? What do you bring to the front-facing role of mayor? Why would a voter want you both running the government side, the nails and the screws, but also sort of the cheerleader side of it? What do you bring to that part of the role?
Yeah, well, a successful mayor is both a cheerleader and has the ability to run the city of Philadelphia, which is a complicated entity with over 25,000 employees and a budget of close to $6 billion. So I am the only candidate running for mayor that has city executive level experience. I've run the controller's office and run it successfully for the last 5 years. The last mayor that we had that had city executive experience was Mayor Rendell. He was the district attorney, ran the DA's office before becoming mayor. What that enables me to do is hit the ground running on day one. I've gotten things done in the city system. I've maneuvered in politics to get things done. That's what I'll be able to do on day one, to make our city safer, cleaner, to fix our schools, and make our city all that it is and can be. Right? So I'm bringing that level of experience. And the buck stops with the mayor. The mayor's the one in charge, and I'll definitely bring a great team and hire a great team. I think I'm really the right person to lead our city forward in this critical moment, because we need someone with the right experience and with courage. And I've shown that courage to take on the status quo, and we need that right now.
Yeah, so I want to point out that during your time in government, you did not have specific constituencies holding you accountable. I mean, citizens in the community calling you on a daily basis, complaining about things, pointing to you and blaming you for what was going on. And so in some ways, you were kind of separated from the needs of everyday Philadelphians. What is your plan for keeping and focusing on the human element of Philadelphia, as well as the government side of things, if you are elected mayor?
Well, actually, as city controller, I did a lot of work in the neighborhoods throughout our city, and we handled calls from people throughout the city that had issues with city services. So the controller's hotline, the calls more than doubled into that hotline with me as the city controller, because people knew that we would get things done for them. On issues ranging from problems with trash to other things. And as controller, I went out to the neighborhoods. I mean, in 2019, I started doing work around gun violence because as a mom, as a resident of our city, I had to do something. And that's not in the traditional purview of the controller's office, which is the financial watchdog. Reported out on what works in other cities. I worked with Councilmember Gauthier on the streets in West Philly, urging the mayor to do more. I worked with community activists on the ground, Daryl Schuler, Salam Hussein, to amplify and uplift their work. And that's the way I lead. So that's the way I'll lead as mayor, because we're only as good as how we treat every single neighborhood in our city. And that's what I'll do as mayor. Absolutely. I'll have compassion, courage, and the experience to get things done for everyone.
Let me give you a specific problem to solve. There has been reporting recently in the Inquirer about perhaps missteps in the distribution of funds to community groups meant to help stem the violence crisis we have in Philadelphia. What is the city not doing right now in how it disperses those funds that you would change? Because I know you've really built yourself as someone who understands the levers of government, how to make government work better. How can we get that money for anti-violence prevention on the community level distributed in a better way?
Well, two things. First, as mayor, I'll implement the proven intervention strategies that have been shown to work in other cities. This is group violence intervention, cure violence, cognitive behavior therapy. I've been calling on the mayor to implement those specific strategies since 2019, and I would do that as mayor. So that's first and foremost what is missing from our citywide approach to gun violence. On the distribution of funds to community groups, we do need transparency around what the particular goals are when we give money out as a city, and there needs to be metrics to measure the success of the programs that the city is giving money to, so that we can decide.
Yeah, like an example of the type of metrics, like how would that work?
So let's say if a community-based organization was doing work in a several block radius, let's say a 10 to 15 block radius in North Philadelphia, we would have to agree on metrics with them for the number of mostly young men pulled out of that street life, level of homicide, level of shooting in that area, number of disputes between groups resolved. There's a lot of ways to actually measure, and I would look to experts. We have area universities that do this type of measurement, and that's what we need to do as a city to truly be able to measure. And then we can figure out what's working on the ground and scale that up.
I have a follow-up question on this particular point, because I've covered gun violence a long time, and this is some of the groups have been grassroots, working hard, mm-hmm. and never had really city support, and some of them need a little bit of support, sort of like making sure that they are set up correctly.
Yes,
is
yes.
that something that you would consider and implement so that, you know, that these groups that have been doing the work historically can still benefit and take on these grants and not be excluded from that funding?
Absolutely. We need to figure out a way as the city government to work with the communities, because the community groups know the most about their communities. So we need to figure out how to provide the technical support, how to provide the sort of wraparound support to the people doing good work on the ground in order to uplift them. That is something that, you know, I've seen just in working with community activists in our city in North and West Philadelphia, that there is a disconnect often that needs to be put together. And the government, we all know, you know, historically, has caused the issue of poverty in certain neighborhoods and violence through decades and decades of disinvestment and racist government policies. And so I believe that we have to be very intentional and strategic about helping the communities rebuild themselves. And that includes the good work that's being done on the ground by certain community activists.
I wish we had time for more, but we don't. Rebecca Reinhart, thank you so much for joining us here in Studio 2.
Oh, it's been great to be here. Thanks so much.
That is Rebecca Reinhart. She is one of the Democratic candidates running for mayor here in Philadelphia.